Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a live Monday edition. Back to work for you, my little buddy. How you doing?
Awesome, Crudy. Happy Monday to you. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Welcome back. Was a hell of a weekend. 3 weekends of Summerfest. It made 5 out of the 9 days. Lots of live music. But now it's all over and heading back to work.
Buddy, I've noted you've got better Summerfest attendance than this little show.
I guess we got to get some live music on. I'll show up then, Crudy.
So tomorrow, you'll be here tomorrow then, right?
Oh, yeah. No, not tomorrow. We got a fine fill-in host tomorrow. Our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to fill in for us tomorrow, bring you all the updates of the J6 hearing that goes on Tuesday. And of course, let's not forget Thursday. Has it been confirmed? I believe it has. The prime time J6 hearing. Another one, 2 this week. It's going to be a rough, rough patch for our Trump world.
I'm looking forward to it.
I cannot wait. Big week.
Well, anyways, we'll be absent tomorrow. But again, a live replacement, James Santel, a former U.S. attorney. Who else would you want breaking down the J6 testimony? That will go off about noon tomorrow. The J6 going off at noon. And then we would hope this show will go live at 4. We'll see.
Oh, it's at noon because they originally scheduled it for 10 Eastern, 9 Central. So now it's 1 Eastern, noon Central.
Yes, okay. They good continue. If you'd have been part of the staff meeting earlier today, you'd know, Sylvia.
Oh, there's a staff meeting?
We have them on Mondays occasionally.
Oh, all right.
You know, you could join any old Monday.
All right.
If you're working, you know, as long as it's not a 3-day work weekend. You know who was working really hard this weekend, Tom?
Who's that?
The Department of Justice.
Yeah?
I mean, they went out, they were making legal filings after midnight, baby. I mean, I've worked a few attorneys hard, mostly in my defense, but you know, when you're calling the attorney and the attorney's going and filing stuff against a defendant after midnight, you know, it almost feels like it's getting personal. The Department of Justice in the contemptuous case of Steve Bannon.
After midnight, we're going to let it all hang out.
Well, Steve Bannon's let it all hang out a lot later at midnight, I suspect. You know, he's got the complexion of a meth head.
Allegedly.
But, Dom, you know, there's a filing made by the Department of Justice last night. You know, the boys and girls down at the DOJ, they were working late. And these are fine lawyers. And here's what they said. I'm just going to read part of this from the filing of the Department of Justice against Steve Bannon. And Bannon's supposed to go on trial, starting a week from today.
Correct.
Contempt of Congress, the charge. Now, Trump hits the docket a little sooner than that, at least in the civil deposition case, but we'll get to that. Here is what, just part of the filing. I'm just going to read excerpts. This suggests his actions, talking about Steve Bannon, are little more than an attempt to change the optics of his contempt on the eve of trial, not an actual effort at compliance. Because suddenly Steve Bannon's out there claiming, well, you know, I got a hall pass from the former president. He's now relinquished claim of executive privilege.
Now, if you really, really want me to, now I can come in, right? If I rob the bank and give the money back, are we all good now?
Well, that would be the contention of the legal team of Bannon, but the Department of Justice working late on a weekend to file this response. Second, they tell us, the defendant's timing suggests the only thing that has really changed since he refused to comply with the subpoena in October of 2021 is that he's finally about to face the consequences of his decision to default. Right. On June 15th, 2022, the court denied his motion to dismiss the indictment. He is now 1 week from trial. On June 29th, 2022, former president, and they've got this highlighted, like this is something important you should pay attention to. Hope you're taking notes, Dom. On June 29th, 2022, former president Donald Trump's attorney, who sent the letter on which the defendant, again, that's Bannon, claimed his noncompliance was based, confirmed what his correspondence has already established, that the former president, that's Trump, never invoked executive privilege over any particular information or materials.
Uh-oh.
That the former president's counsel never asked or was asked to attend the defendant, again, that's Bannon's deposition before the select committee, that the defendant's attorney, and this one's going to sting, this is legal talk for you lie, the defendant's attorney misrepresented to the committee what the former president's counsel had told the defendant's attorney, and that the former president's counsel made clear to the defendant's attorney that the letter provided no basis for total noncompliance. Did you catch all that? The
wow.
Department of Justice stayed up late, all the boys and girls working late in the factory, right? Making this legal response. And they're effectively saying Bannon through counsel lied to the select committee. And in fact, Trump's attorney never gave him any sort of executive privilege, never even claimed.
Not that there was any to give, but right. The next paragraph in this, Crudy, even from the filing, even the defendants claim that the reason he is now willing to testify is because the former president is waiving, quote unquote, executive privilege, is subject to question given all of the evidence and law that has been addressed in this case, of which he must be aware, demonstrating that executive privilege never provided the basis for total noncompliance in the first place. Bannon, you know, sitting there behind the mic talking all tough, and now it's not looking too great for him.
No, it's not. He's not going to look great in an orange jumpsuit. And I would wonder, you know, after he's convicted at trial, I would suspect he'll be convicted. He's been contemptuous, right? I mean, this is not a multiple angle.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, he's still down with the insurrection, man. He's down with the coup. He's down. I mean, he is, I don't know if he's a true believer, but he is certainly a supporter thereof. And so he's been wearing this on his sleeve the entire time.
Oh, you mean
probably,
Bannon.
You know how the grift is. He's probably, you know, selling something, making some money on it, right?
Or as they would call him in this action, the defendant. So, Dom, you know, you and I, we've made some mischief after midnight in our lives. I don't know if I've seen many legal filings that came of this nature after midnight. When the trial's next week, and they're just laying it on thick to let him know, no, we're not letting you off the hook. You can't comply with the order, you know, at sunset the day before you're to be hung, and suddenly you're let off scot-free, Dom.
And as well, they should. Scott McFarlane, follow him on the Twitters. He is a CBS News congressional correspondent. I had a series of tweets out regarding this hearing. I'm sorry, this legal work and a hearing today. The judge rules that prosecutors need only show deliberate intent by Bannon to defy the subpoena. They do not need to show evil intent, and Bannon cannot present evidence that he relied on advice of counsel or privilege. Bannon can argue that he was unaware of subpoena deadline date. So they're really limiting what Bannon can claim. McFarlane goes on to say the judge shuts down another Bannon motion and possible defenses, including rejecting the public authority defense. Bannon cannot argue that he was following Trump's orders, as Trump, as a private citizen, didn't make that order per the judge. The judge knocked down a Bannon argument that the House violated its own rules in its operation of the J6 committee. The judge will defer to the U.S. House of its own interpretation of its own rules. We've seen other defendants claim this very same thing. And as McFarlane states in his Twitter feed, Bannon's court motions are getting knocked down one by one. The judge also says he will not prevent Bannon from questioning or cross-examining political biases of witness, but he expects attorneys to be mindful of the fine line in doing so. A couple others here. The judge is considering Bannon's request to delay trial. Uh-oh, apparently that's not going to happen either. I recommended using the jury selection process to find a fair jury to address Bannon's concerns. Of course, this is in Washington, D.C., and all those liberal hotbed. You can't get a fair trial here. The judge says that if the jury selection process fails, Bannon's motion may be revisited. The publicity is going to prevent the seating of a fair jury argument. Time and time again, as mentioned, is failing every time these defendants bring that up in front of a judge. Next pretrial hearing set for Thursday, and you gotta love this one from the Washington Post. The actual quote: defense. I'm pulling up now. I have it on the Twitter. Bannon's defense lawyer David Schoen asked the judge rhetorically, "What's the point of going to trial if there are no defenses?" Well, I guess counselor, your client could admit his guilt. That's an option, right?
Just go plead guilty. No contest. We'll let you off at no contest. Still it's going to put him in federal pen, right? I mean, if he's convicted, this is what, up to 2 years? Didn't they charge him twice in their two charges? Or maybe I'm thinking of one of the other defendants. Dom, you know who else is going to be compelled to testify? Why, Lindsey Graham. I do declare he's going to get the vapors. Now, he had been subpoenaed, right, in yes. Georgia, Fulton County.
Fulton County, yep.
And he had said, well, you know, despite the fact I sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee and I am a lawyer at the bar, I'm just going to completely ignore the subpoena of the grand jury.
I was just doing my job, you know, just making sure the elections are fair.
Be contemptuous of it. Well, apparently that's not going to fly, Dom. A Fulton County judge has reportedly ordered Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, to appear before a special grand jury investigating former President Donald Trump for alleged election tampering. According to Jose Pagliari of the Daily Beast, the judge order was filed on Friday. The judge called Graham a necessary and material witness who can't dodge grand jury testimony. Well, that's going to sting, Dom. And that's going to be, what, under oath? I feel the noose tightening.
Dom. Do you? Are you feeling better, Crudy?
When the DOJ's up working on a weekend after midnight, right. Hell, man. I'm glad to see you working on a Monday. Come back with us. It's a live Monday edition. Join us. Phones open, 844-967-2789.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
No.